The wind energy industry has blamed uncertainty before the carbon tax's introduction for the collapse of a leading wind tower manufacturer. RPG Group is in administration and half of its 310 staff in South Australia and Queensland have lost their jobs. But others argue the industry has been built on false hope. Annie Guest reports from Brisbane.
RPG Group was considered one of Australia's biggest heavy engineering companies, making wind power generation towers, bridge pilings, pipes and other steel structures for both the renewable energy and mining industries. But during the past week, the administrator, Ferrier Hodgson, has closed RPG's three manufacturing plants in South Australia and Queensland, including one in Dalby, where Ray Brown is the mayor.
Obviously, when a major steel fabrication complex like this closes down in your town, it certainly is an upheaval to those employees and those families of those employees.
154 of RPG's 310 staff have already lost their jobs. The administrator is trying to sell remaining assets, but neither it nor RPG's former bosses have said what caused the collapse. However, Kane Thornton from the wind advocacy group The Clean Energy Council blames factors beyond the industry's control.
Obviously, we've had a prolonged debate about a carbon price in Australia, which has had some impact on the wind industry over the past years.
How has that impacted the industry?
It's presented some uncertainty ultimately, and it's meant that many projects that are essentially planned and ready to go haven't been able to progress.
Mr. Thornton says the industry is confident that now the carbon tax is in, investors will back the many wind farm projects that he says are ready to go.
While we believe the outlook for the wind industry is very strong and for jobs within the wind industry, unfortunately, there will be some challenges along the way. We're not getting as many wind farms built right now as we'd have hoped, and obviously that has an impact on businesses associated with the wind industry.
There still are arguments that the industry is not competitive and viable because it can't produce enough energy cheaply enough. What do you say to that?
It is a cost-competitive technology. It's coming down in cost all the time, while the alternates to wind energy, technologies like gas and coal, just continue to go up in price.
The wind industry employs between 5 and 10,000 people and currently produces 2% of Australia's energy. The federal government is currently reviewing the renewable energy target, which is set at 20% of total power by 2020. The renewable energy industry says the target will support $30 billion worth of investment. It's lobbying hard for the target to remain unchanged, while the coal industry says it's unfair. Meanwhile, another company involved in wind turbine manufacture says another factor is at play in RPG's demise. The general manager of Keppel Prince Engineering, Steve Garner, says the industry is being crueled by cheap imports.
What this is doing is playing into the hands of the people that want to import cheap imports, and would suggest that maybe Keppel Prince will be unable to meet the capacity that's required in the coming years, and that opens the door up for them.
Meanwhile, the administrator of the collapsed RPG Group is taking expressions of interest from potential buyers of the remaining business and assets of the wind turbine maker.
Annie Guest.